Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hey, welcome to Fremont tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Broncos on the road tonight as they get set to take on Midland University. It's a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game up first. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach 0-1 in the conference, an all-important ball game here as we try to stay keep pace, I guess, in the GPAC.
Yeah, this would be a great, obviously, win to have, to get started in the GPAC, at least 1-1. When you start out with a team like Morningside, one of the best teams in the conference, you have a chance of starting out with a loss, and unfortunately, we didn't come out on top the other day, and so us and Midland both are going to be hungry for this win.
Yeah, Midland losing the other day to the other top-ranked team in the conference, Northwestern, so I'm sure they're in the same boat as us.
Yeah, absolutely. They started out real quick with 3-0, three wins and no losses, and then they got beat back-to-back times by Peru State, and then obviously, the loss to Northwestern, puts them at 3-3, and they're kind of in a similar situation to us where a win tonight would be really good.
The other night, the other afternoon on Saturday, we saw some good things in the ball game against Morningside. In fact, led that team early in the contest, but it really came down to making some plays, some turnovers throughout the ball game. Morningside kind of got on a run, but we had some bright spots in that ball game.
Yeah, we were able to guard at times fairly well, and then we'd have a couple of possessions where we, miscommunicated and left their shooter Trask open for a wide open three or something like that. We've got to continue to get better at not allowing those kind of mental mistakes to keep us from gaining a lead or even holding a lead at times. And then I thought too we were able to break their press at times fairly well and get some good looks and easy shots. And then other times we weren't as aggressive as we needed to be. And we passed it around in the backcourt, more than we would have liked. So we need to eliminate some of the turnovers and some of the mental mistakes. And I feel like as we continue to get better at those things, we'll be able to kind of hang with that, with a team like Morningside, a little more consistently.
It seems like consistency, not only on offense, but consistency on defense, that's our problem right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's more of a miscommunication issue than it is, an effort issue. I feel like we're giving effort on defense most of the time. It's just more of a, seeing different looks and different screens and communicating those things and being on the same page with each other. Morningside, set a lot of different kinds of screens than maybe we've seen. But still, imbalance plays and things like that, we've got to communicate better and we've got to, make sure that we get covered up in the areas that we need to, especially with their leading scorers.
So we're, six games into the regular season right now. You happy with the progress this team is making? We're taking baby steps, I think, in your mind, but are you happy with the progress?
Yeah, I think our defense is kind of held steady, as our offense has continued to grow and learn and evolve a little bit. Offensively, I think every game we're getting a little bit better, even though our turnovers are still too high. I think our execution and just our the emergence of a couple of different players offensively. Cammie Bruckman starting to really come alive and figure out where her shots are coming from. And hopefully we see, a couple others like Brittany Wong and Laurel Zwiener and a few others kind of find their places where they're going to get looks and shots and hopefully we'll get going a little bit more offensively.
Bruckman and Wong, are those the girls we're going to have to lean on here, especially early in the season, to provide our offensive spark?
Yeah, a little bit. They're both able and capable to get to the rim, and they're both capable of knocking down open shots. And for them, I think it's really just been a kind of, taking ownership and leadership a little bit on the offensive end and looking for their opportunities within the structure of our offenses and within, you know, taking what the defense gives them. And you know, early on they were passive and they were just passing up too many good opportunities. And so they've both kind of, you know, in the last couple of games looked at least a little bit more for their opportunities and taken advantage of a few more of them.
Last year it was a case that we were looking for Alicia Stadler all the time inside. Do these shooters all of a sudden have to maybe relearn shooting the basketball again?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of what we've been kind of dealing with these first few games is really being active without the ball and trying to get each other shots and using the structure of kind of our sets and our motion to try to create opportunities for each other, and which is very different than what they have done in the past. You know, it's been more of a four out, one in move around the post player. And so this is different for our kids, and hopefully, you know, too, we can get some more transition opportunities. That's something that we've kind of, you know, emphasized early, and we haven't had a ton of opportunities, but hopefully we can continue to try to push the ball and create some more transition points than we have.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hostetter. The Broncos on the road tonight in Fremont as they get set to take on Midland University. They have a new head coach as well here in his first year in Fremont. Kind of makes the preparation doubly tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they have a new coach and they're doing some different things. They have some different players. They're kind of finding their own too, I would say. This team will, they're going to play hard. Their coach will get them to play really hard. And, you know, offensively they have some talent. They can score it, especially in transition. So we're going to have to really make sure that we guard in transition and get somebody back and guard the basket, get the ball under control. But they can definitely score it in transition, and, you know, we're gonna have to slow down some of their key scorers early in this game to make sure that we can control the defensive end of the floor.
All right, we got to slow down this Midland attack. How do we do that? Number one, I'm sure it makes some shots, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you knock down a shot, then you force them to get it out of bounds and kind of set up, you know, some backcourt pressure a little bit. So definitely need to make some shots, and then also too, we need to make sure that we find their point guard and get her, you know, turning sideline to sideline rather than going north and south, getting to the rim. So their point guards can definitely go and push it. And so we need to find them early and get a little bit of pressure so they can't advance the ball.
So this guy has come here to Fremont. He's went out and found some player. They got four players in double figures right now, 12, 13 points per ball game. Something unheard of the past couple of years out of Midland. So this is a kind of a different team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's got a couple transfer kids that he knew before he came here to Midland. And so, like I said, very offensively talented kids. And they're really trying to push it. And I think that's different than the you know, the typical old school Midland team, you know, push it in transition and score quickly. And so, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us tonight.
Does that play into our favor? They want to push the tempo a little bit?
A little bit. As long as we can play with that tempo without, you know, turning it over too much. We like to run too. And so, you know, yeah, we'll play in the fast game. The tempo will certainly, you know, help us offensively. If we can advance the ball and get good looks early, you know, that always helps kind of the flow of your offense.
Just keeping within our framework, keeping our pace and keeping the game in our favor. Is that the key tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we've talked multiple times, as we've been preparing for Midland, you know, we, we've got to make sure that we do a better job on the boards than we did against Morningside. And we obviously too, you know, we need to play defense, and we need to try to create a few more turnovers than we have been the last couple of games, just because those give us live opportunities to score in transition, easier opportunities. And it takes a little bit of pressure off of our offense, and hopefully we can get that going a little bit tonight.
This is a team that's going to score, at least they've been averaging 75, 80 points per ball game. Can we play at that level? Or like I said, we're going to have to clamp down on defense and keep this game in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, you know, our goal every game is to hold the opponent to 60, 65 points, because we feel like that's our best opportunity, you know, to be able to score enough points to win the game, obviously. So, yeah, we definitely need to slow them down offensively and then just execute. And I think we can score too. Yeah, we can't let them score 75, 80 points and expect to win the game.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
This is Major Abe Tamayo at the Hastings Salvation Army saying thank you in advance for helping us bell ring. If you'd like to volunteer to bell ring, please call us, 463-0529.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Got a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Midland University Event Center, where Bracker Court here tonight. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams on the road tonight as they take on the Warriors out of Midland University. I'm Mike Willow, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first, a matchup of a couple of teams that lost their opening games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on Saturday. Hastings coming in, a record of 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are 0-1 in the GPAC after dropping a game to Morningside on Saturday, 74-66. Cammy Bruckman led the Broncos in scoring on Saturday with 17 points, while Brittany Wong added 15. Taz Yorick chipped in with 11 points, but the Broncos sitting at 2-4 under first-year head coach Kerry Hofstetter, 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They face a team tonight in Midland University that's got a brand-new head coach. Matt Frege comes in from Bellevue West after a very successful high school career, winning a couple of state championships in Class A of Bellevue West, now taking over for Joanne Bracker here after so many years at Midland. He's really turned his team around. He is 3-3 overall, 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but he has totally revamped the roster here for Midland. They got some scorers on this basketball team. Like we mentioned in the pregame show, they got 4 girls right now that average in double figures. Midland is a team that lost their conference opener to Northwestern the other day by a score of 86-68. Northwestern, the number 2-ranked team in the country. Taylor Shepard and Darian Boone both led the Warriors in scoring that day with 14 points apiece. Joella Anderson led Midland on the glass, collecting about 6 rebounds in the loss. So Midland comes in a record of 3-3 on the season. They are 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So that's the matchup here tonight. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Fremont tonight, Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College is going to juggle their lineup just a little bit here tonight. Cammy Breckman will get a start, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake. Also starting for Terry Hofstetter will be Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" Fremont out of Holdridge. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" senior out of Carmichael, California. Holly Samuelson will get a start tonight for Hastings, a 5'9" sophomore out of Gretna. And also Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" senior out of Papillion, Nebraska. So Hastings College will go with Bruckman and also Morton, also Wong, Samuelson, and Thompson in the basketball game here tonight. We'll get to the starters for Midland University coming up after the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The singing of the national anthem as you get set for basketball here tonight. We gave you the starters for Hastings College for Midland University. The Warriors here tonight, a record of 3 wins, 3 losses on the season. They will go with Olga Winnetonga. Winnetonga is 5'8". She's a freshman out of Lincoln. Also, Shelby Ruprak is a 5'11" junior out of Campbell, Nebraska. Jamila Johnson is a 5'8" sophomore out of Omaha. Joel Anderson is a 5'10" sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And then Taylor Shepard is a 6'2" sophomore, also out of Lincoln. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Midland University going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and the orange here tonight. A full slate of GPAC conference games on tap this evening. We've got Briar Cliff playing in Crete against the Doan College Tigers. Mount Marty is on the road tonight. They're playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Hastings here in a twin bill against the Midland University. Concordia is on the road in Lincoln tonight playing Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside is at Northwestern. And then in the women's play tonight, a non-conference game, as you got Presbyterian College taking on Dakota Wesley, and that up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. So it's Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings, looking for her first conference win of the season here tonight as they take on his team from Midland University. Again, the very successful high school coach in the Matt Frizzay taking over here at Midland University, and he's got his team sitting at 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. They opened the year with 3 straight losses, beating Kansas Wesleyan, also Johnson and Wales University and Tabor College. Then they lost twice to Peru State, losing 80-69 and 90-75. And then they lost on Saturday to Northwestern, 86-68. So they won their first three games. They lost their last three. Hastings College trying to rebound after their 74-66 loss to Morningside on Saturday afternoon at home. Ball is in the air. The tap goes out of bounds on the far sideline. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to Hastings College. So the big girl inside for Midland is going to be Taylor Shepherd. She is going to be a load to handle here tonight. She is averaging 14.8 points and 11 rebounds per ball game. Hastings going with a different starting lineup here tonight. A smaller lineup with Laurel Zwiener on the sideline here initially to start off the ball game. Hastings going to try to pick up the pace and be a little bit quicker in the ball game here tonight. There's Cammie Breckman driving for the hole, and she's calling for the traveling violation. Hastings has got to cut down on their turnovers. Kerry has not been happy with the turnover factor in the first couple of ball games of the season. They're averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. Now Hastings attacking here in backcourt. It's a Johnson bringing the ball into the offensive scoring zone for Midland. Hastings will drop back in their man-to-man defense. Ruprecht has got the ball. Lobs it inside. Now to Shepherd. A diagonal pass down in the corner to Winnetonga. She loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Midland is averaging 22 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one of the ball games. Each team turns the ball over on their opening possession. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here tonight from the Midland University Event Center, Bracker Court. As we play here on the road in Fremont tonight, there's Holly Samuelson with the ball for Hastings. Dribbles in the free throw line. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Shot is up and in. That's Melissa Thompson scoring there. She gets the start tonight for the Broncos, and she cans the first shot. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0. We're 1 minute into the ball game here from Fremont. Shelby Rubrack has got the ball in backcourt. Left-handed dribble. Now she stops this shy of the midcourt stripe. Gets it across the midcourt stripe here to Johnson, and she's calling for being out of bounds here on the near sideline. Two possessions for Midland, two turnovers on the Warriors. Hastings College has got a 2-0 lead. Broncos will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Midland will attack here as well, man-to-man, as they play things into Brittany Wong. Wong with a right-handed dribble, crosses the midcourt stripe, moves it to the right side of the floor. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball, lobs it out on top. That's Samuelson. Samuelson to Bruckman. Three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Winnetonga. Oga Winnetonga gets the ball away now to Johnson. Tricky dribbles into the forecourt. Books it to the left side of the floor. Comes across the top of the key now. Ruprecht trying to drive it. Leaves it back out on top. That's a Winnetonga with the ball. Winnetonga down to Shepherd. Kicks it down in the corner. There's a short jumper by Shepherd. Rather, a short jumper by a Ruprecht that's partially deflected. No good. Ball picked up. Follow shot, no good. Follow shot, no good. It's finally out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, the officials looking to give the ball to Hastings. Three shots at the hole there from Midland. They couldn't convert. We're 2 minutes into the contest. Hastings College has got a 2-0 lead over Midland. Women's college basketball action here tonight. We'll have game number two coming up at 8 this evening between Hastings men and the Midland men. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. She comes out on top now. That's Cammie Breckman holding the ball out there. The product out of Silver Lake. A little rainbow pass over here to Chelsea Morton on the right sideline. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Second turnover on Hastings College as the ball is taken out of there by Johnson. Johnson brings the ball down to the forecourt to a Winnetonga. She drives the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Tip try, no good by Shepherd, and the foul is going to be called. Hastings giving up the drive there to a Winnetonga. She couldn't convert. Taylor Shepherd right there defensively for Midland. Almost put it back through the hole, and now a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first team foul on the Broncos. 17 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 2-0. Winnetonga will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket to Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd gives it back to Winnetonga for three from the corner. Left side, it's going to be no good. Rebounded down the weak side there by Anderson. Anderson drives. He puts it up there. The shot no good, and she's going to be hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Brittany Wong of Hastings. Brittany Wong picks up her first personal foul. The second team foul in the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul. So going to the free throw line there will be Joa Anderson for Midland. She is averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds per game. Her free throw is up there and in. Midland is a team hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 34% from three-point territory, 63% from the free throw line. Next shot by Anderson is up there. It's good, so she gets a couple of free throws. And now we're tied up at 2 points apiece. Melissa Thompson hitting the first field goal of the ball game for Hastings College. We're about 2.5 minutes into the ball game here tonight from Fremont. There's a Chelsea Bork with the ball here on the right sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Samuelson on the wing. Holly lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Thompson out of bounds. Alyssa Thompson posted up right side of the lane. Samuelson trying to get her the ball. She throws it over her head out of bounds. And now quickly into the ball game for Hastings College. It's going to be Laurel Zwiener. She's going to check in here. And checking out will be Holly Samuelson. So Carey trying to go with a smaller, quicker lineup to start off the ball game here tonight. It hasn't worked. Three turnovers, 2 points. So again, Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game, driving down the lane. There's a shot taken by Johnson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wong, but she was out of bounds. Brady Wong came out of there with a basketball underneath the hoop, but she's gone for being out of bounds. And Midland will play things in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Anderson has got it. Gets it back inside to Shepard. She takes it down to the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. She runs her back the other way for Hastings. Still tied up at 2 points apiece. 16:44 to play here in the first half from Fremont tonight. Alyssa Thompson out on top to Chelsea Morton. Drives the ball. Gives it up down to Wong. Wong inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there and hits it. Brittany Wong hits the jumper from inside the free throw circle. She has now got 2 points in the ball game, and Hastings goes out on top by a score of 4-2 here in this ball game. There's Jamila Johnson with the ball now for Midland. Pass down in the corner to Shelby Ruprecht. Brings it up on the wing. Dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline down to Shepard. Shepard working against Zwiener. Puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch down there by Midland. Jamila Johnson was the last to touch it down there after Zwiener got her 15th block of the season. So Hastings College will play things in with 16 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here comes Sammy Hislop into the ball game now for Midland. Also checking in will be Dorian Moon. So a couple of substitutions there from Midland about 4 minutes into the ball game. Hastings has the early lead over Midland tonight in action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It is 4-2. Brittany Wong with the ball. She falls down with it now as she tries to drive it toward the hoop. A whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called here on Midland. The foul is going to go on Darian Moon. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Midland here in this first half of play. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket to get it to a Chelsea Morton. She drives the ball down the lane. The ball is going to be knocked loose. It is picked up here by Ruprecht, and then she loses the ball out of bounds. That's 4 turnovers on Hastings, 3 turnovers on Midland. Ruprecht came out of there with a basketball, but then she lost it down the near sideline. Hastings will play things in. The Broncos with a 4-2 lead. Hastings will play things in their offensive zone. Brittany Wong has got it. Goes over on the left side. Holding the ball over there is going to be Melissa Thompson. Deep wing on the left side. Bounce pass to the free throw line. It's going to be mishandled there by a Chelsea Morton. The ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Midland. Picked up by Hislop, but it's stolen right back here by a Chelsea Morton, and she is fouled from behind. Is reaching out there with a little push coming down the floor. It's going to be Sammy Hislop. That's going to be her first foul, the second team foul on Midland here in the first half of play. Hastings College, again, will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 15:38 to play in the first half. Hastings College 4 and Midland 2. Broncos play it in now to Bruckman out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top now to Brittany Wong. Another whistle stops play, and another foul is going to be called inside. This one on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Thompson picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Hastings applying pressure here in backcourt. Moon has got the ball now for Midland. Dorian Moon, left-handed dribble now. Tricky dribbles between her legs into the forecourt here. She comes over to Joa Anderson. Back out to a Ruprecht out in three-point territory. Lobs it to the white sideline. Hislop with the ball, drives it into the paint. There's a block shot by Laurel Zwiener. The battle is on down to the baseline, and now we got another whistle. It was out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Last touch down there by Anderson of Midland. So Zwiener's got a couple of block shots here in the first couple of minutes that she's been on the court here tonight. Now with 16 blocks for the season. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Taz Yorig. Yorig's going to replace Melissa Thompson. Taz had a good ball game against Morningside on Saturday as she came out for the bench to score 11 points. Hastings looking for a little offensive spark here in this ball game. 4-2 is the score. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. We're 5 minutes into the ball game. Here's Brittany Wong, Cammy Bruckman out of Taz. Far sideline out in 3-point territory. Chelsea Morton gets it inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper in and out. No good. Falls off on the right side. Rebound comes down to Moon. They want to run with the ball. A pass down the right sideline is off of the fingertips of Anderson. Out of bounds. Into the Bronco bench. That's 4 turnovers already on Midland. Hastings has got 5 turnovers here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game.
a ragged start to this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game here tonight. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with a two-point lead. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Comes to Taz York, right? About 25 feet away from the basket. The Laurel Zwiener now playing beyond the three-point circle. Right sideline is going to be Brittany Wong with the ball. Gets it to the top of the key to Holly Bowers into the ball game. Now to Wong for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Chelsea Morton picks it up on the hop in the lane and puts it down through the hole. And Hastings College has now got a 6-2 lead over Midland with 14 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. There's a Johnson with the ball. Now for Midland. Comes across the top to Ruprecht. Bombs it inside to Steffen. Back out on the wing. On the left side is Anderson. She drives. The shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener again. Grabbing the ball is going to be Anderson, and she's out of bounds. Three block shots for Laurel Zwiener in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Hastings will get the ball after Anderson came down with it. Behind the basket, beyond the end line. So Hastings will play things in. Broncos have an early 6-2 lead over Midland here in this basketball game here tonight. Taz York will play things in. There's a Brittany Wong. And Wong will just walk the ball up the floor here. Midland will pick her up. That's Johnson right at the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong on the dribble now. Dribbles behind the screen from Zwiener. Dumps the ball off in the lane to Zwiener. Her shot is up and in. A pick and roll by Laurel Zwiener. She gets her first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings is out to an 8-2 lead here in this basketball game. Running back the other way is going to be Jamila Johnson now for Midland. Circles around, back out into 3 points there. It's where he throws it right side down to Ruprecht. Ruprecht to the free throw line. It's Shepard with the ball. She tries to drive it down the lane and a traveling violation. A traveling violation on Shepard as she works against Laurel Zwiener. That is five turnovers on Midland here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. 13:33 to go. Hastings College with an 8-2 lead over Midland University tonight. Brittany Wong again with the basketball. Walks it across the midcourt stripe with a right-handed dribble. Works one-on-one against Johnson out top. Throws it over on the wing on the left side to Holly Bauer. Bauer brings it back out into three-point territory. Being attacked out there. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Olga Winnetonga. Olga Winnetonga picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three in the ball game against Midland. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in off the far sideline. Hastings with an early 8-2 lead. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Chelsea Morton. Also, Josie Schomp into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Brittany Wong. And Schomp has got the ball out here in three-point territory on the dribble and now reverses. Comes over here on the right side. That's Taz York. Drives the ball toward the hoop. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She goes tumbling out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Taz York took the ball right to the rim there for Hastings, and she's fouled in a play. Now Taz York will go to the free throw line. As she is fouled in a play by Shelby Rubrecht, that's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Warriors here in the first half. The shot from the free throw line is no good by Taz York. Taz, 72% foul shooter coming into this basketball game here tonight. Hastings is a team hitting just 34% of their field goal tries so far this year. 31% from three-point territory, 56% from the free throw line. Second shot is up there. It hits bottom for Taz York. That's her first point of the ball game. Hastings College now has a 9-2 lead over Midland with 13:04 to play here in this first half. Here comes Johnson back with the ball now for Midland. Lobs the ball to Shepard, right side of the lane, down on the baseline to a Hislop. Circles around, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Comes over to Anderson, back inside to Shepard, drives it to the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, and it's picked up by Hastings. Down the right sideline is going to be Holly Bauer with the ball. Gets it ahead to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Got a foul on the rebound on the weak side. It's going to go on. It's going to go on Midland. Hastings will get to play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. The foul is going to go on Jamila Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five on the Warriors here in this first half of play. Coming back into the ball game for Midland is going to be Moon. Hastings College will play it in from underneath their own basket to the right side and come way out on top. Holly Bauer with the ball over to Josie Schomp. Schomp trying to drive it right side of the lane. Can't do it. Retreats back out here into three-point territory. Out of Taz. Right at the top of the circle. The shot's going to be partially deflected. She gets the ball back. Taz Yori goes over here on the right side. There's a shot by Zwiener that's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Dwayner misses a little short jumper from the right side and then gets hit with a personal foul. Laurel Zwiener picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings College. You're listening to Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Midland University Event Center, Bracker Court. Hastings College out to a 9-2 lead over Midland in women's college basketball action here tonight. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball for Midland. Stops out here in the three-point territory. Throws it to Anderson. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Her shot over Bauer is going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Bauer of Hastings. That's going to be her first, the team's fifth. Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Going to the free throw line for Midland will be Joelle Anderson. She's got a couple of free throws and 2 points so far in the ball game. Here's her next charity toss. It is up there. It is good. Anderson, a 65% foul shooter coming in here. Hastings now out on top by a score of 9-3 in the ball game. Anderson will have one more shot here. Dips the knees, spins the basketball. There's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. Hits the ball ahead. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball. Frankie out to Taz York. Bounce pass out here to 3-point territory. Josie Schopp now to Zwiener. At the elbow, left side of the lane. Back out to Josie Schopp. Sends it back inside. The pass is too far. It's out of bounds. Trying to get it back inside to a Zwiener who posts it up left side of the lane. Schopp threw it too far. 6 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half of play. 9-3 is the score. Broncos sitting at 2-4 on the season. Midland is 3-3. Each team is 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Here's a Dorian Moon with the ball. Moon gets the ball ahead to the right sideline. Johnson has got it. Throws it right side of the lane to Shepard. Over here on the left side to Anderson on the wing. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Shepard grabs the rebound. Whistle stops play and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called, I think, inside on the Shepard on the rebound. That's the case. Taylor Shepard picking up her first personal foul. That is the 6th team foul on Midland. In this first half of play, Hastings College will play it in. The Broncos have an early 9-3 lead here over the Warriors. Bringing the ball back is going to be Taz Yorig. Taz goes over here to a Josie Schopp, dribbling with the ball. Josie out here in the 3-point territory. Schopp looking to penetrate, can't do it. Comes over here on the deep wing, right side to Frankie Peterson. Bounce pass out on top to Holly Bauer. Drives the ball into the paint. Falls down in a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. That is 7 turnovers on the Broncos. Now Kerry Hofstetter has seen enough. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings, calls a timeout. 11 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 9, Midland 3.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College leading Midland by a score of 9-3. Some other scores in 9 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the first half. Concordia, the nation's number one ranked team, has jumped all over Nebraska Wesleyan early in that ball game. The score is 32-14. Also, two of the top ranked teams in the country, Northwestern and Morningside, playing tonight in Orange City. Early in that ball game is Northwestern leading Morningside by a score of 16-15. They've got 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play in that first half at the Boltman Center in Orange City. We're at the Midland University Event Center here tonight, Bracker Court, where Hastings College has got a 9-3 lead over Midland University following the timeout from Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Midland comes back with a basketball. That's Anderson with the ball on the far sideline. Throws it out here to Moon out in three-point territory. Picked up there by Taz York. As Hastings stays on the man-to-man defense, Johnson has got the ball inside to Shepard. Puts Zwiener in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Hastings has the ball. Outlet pass to Bauer. Bauer gets the ball ahead to Taz York. Drives it. It's going to be partially deflected. It is loose underneath the hole, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with an early 9-3 lead over Midland. Broncos will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Brittany Wong with it for the Broncos. Brittany looking to play it in, does so. Out to Taz. Taz Yorig holding the ball high above her head, swings it right side now to Bruckman, stops and pops. A long range two pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by Anderson. Anderson has got the ball from Midland. Goes to Jamila Johnson on the right sideline. Gets the ball ahead into the offensive scoring zone. Hislop has got it. Long range two pointer is put up there from the deep right corner. No good. Rebound Shepard. Palmer shot is up and in and she's fouled. Taylor Shepard gets the offensive board and a putback and she's fouled into play. The basket will count. Taylor Shepard averaging 14.8 points and 11 rebounds per game. She is fouled into play there by Zwiener. That's going to be her second. Now Zwiener is going to check out. Back into the ball game for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. Taylor Shepard goes to the free throw line now for Midland, a 6 foot 2 inch post player out of Lincoln, and her free throw is up there and in. So a three pointer the old fashioned way here in Midland all of a sudden is back to within 3 points. It is 9-6 now after the 3 point play by Taylor Shepard. 10-13 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball. Taz York, free throw line extended right side, throws it back out on top to Holly Bauer. She holds it high above her head. Holly Bauer goes over to Brittany Wong, who's back into the ball game. Now to Bruckman, a long three-pointer is put up there. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound Bauer, foul shot is up there. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound Moon. Dorian Moon has got it down from Midland, running back the other way. Long pass ahead. They get it to Shepard. She mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Midland. They're sixth in the first half. So the Warriors leading the break there. They turn the ball over. Here's Olga Winnetonga coming back into the ball game now from Midland, replacing Sammy Hislop. 9:47 to play in the first half. Hastings College has been stuck on 9 for a while. 9-6 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. There's a Brittany Wong with it now. Bounce pass comes over here to a Taz York. Taz comes out on top to Cammy Bruckman. She drives the ball. She's cut off. Comes out to Wong for three. Shot is up there. Bingo. Brittany Wong nails a three-pointer there for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos go out on top now by a score of 12-6. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball from Midland. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here against the Taz York. Bombs it over here to Anderson. Entry pass is going to be out of bounds off of the fingertips of Shepard. That's the seventh turnover now on Midland here in the ballgame. Danielle Steffen comes into the ballgame now, replacing Taylor Shepard. So Steffen into the ballgame, a 6 foot 1 inch senior post player from Lakewood, Colorado. Hastings has a 6 point lead. The Broncos have led by as many as 7 so far here in the first half. That was at 9-2. Broncos have a chance to surpass that right here with a field goal. Holly Bauer gives the ball away. That's Bruckman with the ball. Now to Taz York. She drives the ball down the lane. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. Does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Ruprecht. Ruprecht now to Moon. Into the forecourt to Anderson. Down in the corner is Winnetonga. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Long pass ahead to get it to Cammy Bruckman. She drives it. Goes off to Holly Bauer. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Bauer gets the field goal. The assist there to Cammy Bruckman. And a nice start. Now here's a steal in backcourt by Bauer, and she lays it in. Hastings forces a turnover, and now Midland calls a timeout. That's what Hastings wants to do defensively, and that's to force some turnovers. After made baskets, they get one right there, an easy one. Holly Bauer hits the field goal. Now a timeout here with 8 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first half. Broncos have the lead. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Midland 6.
South Heartland District Health Department reminds you that flu shots save lives. Learn the difference between just having a cold and the dangers of having the flu. South Heartland District Health Department encourages you to get the flu shot and not the flu. You should also wash your hands often and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. Protect yourself, your family, and your community by getting the flu shot. Log on to southheartlandhealth.org. Serving Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out to a 16-6 lead officially as they finally get that last basket on the scoreboard. So 16-6 is the score. Hastings with a 10-point lead, their biggest lead of this first half. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball. Down to Ruprecht, circles around, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Shelby Ruprecht taking the ball to the hole there, and she is fouled here by Melissa Thompson. If that's the case, that's going to be 3 on Melissa Thompson, and she will have to come out of the ball game. So Thompson gets the start tonight and picks up 3 fouls immediately. Sierra Williamson comes down to the scorer's table. She will check in at the next opportunity. or Melissa Thompson. Ruprecht going to the free throw line. She's a 63% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's good. Midland now 5 of 5 on free throws tonight. Thompson checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ballgame now for Hastings, a 6-foot sophomore out of Broomfield, Colorado. Melissa Thompson with 3 personal fouls here in the first half. The second shot is up there. It's good by Ruprecht. Ruprecht's going to check out now into the ballgame. Joel Anderson for Midland. 8 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 16, Midland 8. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Brittany Wong will bring the ball up here for the Broncos. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Wong works against the Moon. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman works against Anderson. Drives the ball. We're going to have a traveling violation. Cammie Bruckman a little indecision there as he drove the ball down to the baseline. Puts on the brakes, and her back foot came up, and a traveling violation on the Broncos. That's 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half. 16-8. Here's a pass that's deflected, but it's grabbed here by Kelly Page, who's into the ballgame now for Midland. Driving the ball to the basket is going to be Winnetonga. Her shot's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound to Stefan. Stefan has got it right side of the way. Now a reverse layup is up there. It's good. Nice move to the basket by Danielle Stefan. That's her first field goal in the ballgame. 16-10 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos back with the ball in their offensive zone. This is Brittany Wong out here being attacked by Dorian Moon. Wong has still got the ball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Goes over to Holly Bauer. Comes over here on the right sideline. Now to Chelsea Morton. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Air ball. And the rebound comes down here to Kelly Page. Long pass ahead is mishandled by Anderson. Ball goes out of bounds and Midland turns the ball away on the break. That is 8 turnovers on Midland. Hastings has got 9 turnovers here in the first half. So 17 turnovers and a combined 27 points between the two teams. Hastings will have the ball here in backcourt to play things into Brittany Wong. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings is out on top of Midland by a score of 16-10. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Goes over there to Cammie Breckman. Down to the baseline now to Chelsea Morton. Around the screen, bounce pass out on top to Wong for a long-range two-pointer. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland's basketball. It did not draw iron as that's a shot from about 17 feet away. It goes out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Jamila Johnson. Going out is going to be Dorian Moon. Midland is a team that's been averaging 78 points per ball game on offense. 78.7 to be exact. They give up 81 on defense. Low scoring battle here tonight with Hastings out on top by a score of 16-10. Johnson has got the ball. A pass across the top goes to Page. Entry pass down low to Anderson. Her shot from point blank range. No good. Offensive rebound. No good. As a shot is taken by Stefan and the rebound comes down to Wong. Wong has got it for Hastings. Gets the ball ahead now to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman out here in the 3-point territory to Brittany Wong. Wong 3-pointer put up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Williamson. Now to Wong. Her long-range jumper again is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson, long pass ahead to Stefan. Stefan stops right side of the lane. Two-handed pass back out on top to Johnson. Her shot for three is off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Anderson goes back up, shoots and misses, and she's fouled on the play. Hastings giving up way too many offensive boards here in this first half of play. Now Anderson will go back to the free throw line here for Midland. The personal foul is whistled on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. That's going to be Joelle Anderson going back to the free throw line. 3 of 4 so far tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot dances around the rim and down through the hole it goes. She is averaging 12 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Got 4 points already here in this basketball game. Anderson scored 10 on Saturday when Midland lost to second-ranked Northwestern, 86-68. A couple other substitutions coming in there for each team. At the 5:58 mark of the first half, Hastings out on top by a score of 16-11. Here's the next shot by Anderson. It hits the front iron. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way. Holly Samuelson back into the ball game. Down to Bruckman. Dribbles to the wing on the left side. Back out to Josie Schomp for three. Shots way off the mark. No good. Off the right side. Did not draw iron. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Bruckman. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball away to a Bruckman, so the third time could be a charm here for Hastings College here on this possession. Broncos have a 5-point lead, 16-11 is the score. On the wing on the left side, there's going to be a Holly Samuelson. Samuelson comes out to Morton, and Morton throws the ball away. Schomp was cutting toward the baseline. And Chelsea Morton throws the ball into the nickel seats in the near sideline. So the Broncos turn it away again. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 16, Midland 11. Johnson has got the ball, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. As he dribbles with it here against the Josie Shop. Johnson dribbles to the top of the key, now backs off, lobs it over here to Taylor Shepherd. She drives the ball toward the hole. The shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled into play. That's going to be three fouls on Morrill Zweeners. And now the Broncos, the post player, is getting in some major trouble here. That's three fouls on Zweener, three fouls on Melissa Thompson. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Shepherd. It's pretty obvious what Midland wants to do here tonight. That's to attack the post players inside. And Hastings has had a tough time holding Taylor Shepherd out of there. There's a free throw. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good. Here comes the second shot now. It is up there. It's around the rim and down through the hole it goes. So Shepherd hits a couple of free throws here. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 16-13 is the score now. Hastings College with a three-point lead. And I'm going to get a personal foul back the other way as Hastings College came back in the offensive zone. A foul is going to be called here on Midland. And the foul is going to go on Kelly Page. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. There's her first free throw of the night. It is up there. It is good. Morton is a 55% foul shooter in the season. She's 11 out of 20 from the free throw line in the first six ball games of the season. Next one is up there. It's good. A couple of free throws, and Hastings College now has a 18-13 lead over Midland University in women's college play here tonight. There's a Kelly Page with the ball. Page gets it away to Johnson. She drives it all over the basket, loses control of the ball, but it's slapped out of her hands. That's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half here from Fremont tonight. Hastings has led this baby from the opening tap, got out to an early 9-2 lead. There's a pass into Anderson, who shot no good. Follow shot by Shepherd is up and in. Another offensive rebound and a follow shot by Taylor Shepherd that connects, and she's got 7 points in the ballgame. Midland is back to within 3 points. 18-15 is the score. Midland out-rebounds their opponents 48-38 on the average. And we're seeing a great offensive performance by Midland as far as their rebounds are concerned here in this basketball game. There's a pass in the lane by Schomp that's going to be intercepted. 10 turnovers on Hastings. Back the other way is Winnetonga. Takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Olga Winnetonga getting the field goal to go down, and now Midland has a chance to tie things up here with a three-point play as Midland has come from 10 points down here in this first half. The foul is going to go on Holly Samuelson of Hastings. That's going to be her first, and now Carey wants to burn another timeout. Timeout Hastings with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 18, Midland 17.
Come to Burt's, and right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan 48-26. A couple of minutes left in the first half. Morningside and Northwestern tied up at 30 points apiece in the first half. There's a shot from the free throw line by Winnetonga. It's going to be good. And Midland has come back to tie the score at 18-18. They have outscored Hastings 12-2 here in the past 4 minutes of this basketball game. Hastings back with the ball, driving it to the hole. There's going to be Brittany Wong. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. Hislop came down with it for Midland. She is tied up on the play there by Holly Samuelson of Hastings. The arrow pointing in favor of Midland, so it'll be the Warriors inbounding the ball here in backcourt. And now Midland has a chance to pull ahead. Here's a pass to the midcourt stripe that's going to be deflected out of bounds by Samuelson as he nearly takes that one away from Winnetonga. Hastings has gone ice cold from the field here in the past couple of minutes. Midland has outscored Hastings 12-2 in the past 4 minutes. Johnson has got the ball now for Midland. Back into the fourth quarter. She works out on top against Brittany Wong. There's a pass over to Anderson trying to drive it. The ball poked away by Morton. Anderson picks it back up, and now an offensive foul is going to be called. Offensive foul is going to be called on Anderson of Midland as he was working over there against the Bronco D. So Johnson picks up, or rather Anderson picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Warriors. Hastings will come back the other direction. We're tied up at 18 points apiece in women's college basketball action here tonight. Frankie Peterson with the ball. Frankie out here in the three-point territory. Over to Giebers, who's into the ball game now for Hastings College. Giebers holding the ball, the front kind of Superior. Gives it up now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson trying to drive it out here in the three-point territory. To Chelsea Morton over here on the right side of three-pointers, but up there it's going to be no good by Samuelson. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good by Frankie Peterson, and the rebound comes down to Anderson. Joelle Anderson has got the ball now for Midland. The Warriors can go ahead here with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Johnson, a field on the right side, is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morton. She drives the ball. Her running layup is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Midland has turned the ball over 9 times themselves here in the first half. Chelsea Morton got the interception there. Drove the ball to the hole, and she is fouled in a play. The foul is going to go on Johnson. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 9 on the Warriors. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. She has got 4 points in the ball game. The shot is up there. It's good. She is now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Dorian Moon. And going out is going to be Johnson. So Dorian Moon back in there. Hastings reclaims the lead. It is now a 19-18 ball game. As Chelsea Morton will have one more. The shot is up there. Swish. Nothing but net. Hastings out to a 2-point lead. 20-18. 3 minutes to play here in the first half in the Midland University Events Center. Bracker Court here tonight. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball. Comes across the top. That's going to be his lop with it now. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. There's Winnetonga, her pass in the lane. They get it to Shepard. Shot is up there and in. Taylor Shepard scores. Shepard already with 9 points in the basketball game. And we are tied up at 20 points apiece here in the first half. Frankie Peterson now with the ball for Hastings College. Peterson getting away from his lap as she dribbles to the wing on the left side. Reverses the ball. Now to Brittany Wong at the top of the key. Wong holds it out top. Brittany is called for the traveling violation. Fakes left, comes back right, gets hit with a traveling violation. 11 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half of play. And now Midland has a chance to pull ahead here. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half. Midland plays things in. That's Dorian Moon with the ball. Dribbles it here in backcourt. Wong will attack back here. Moon comes into the forecourt, loses control of the dribble, picks it up here as Anderson picks it up here on the near sideline. Guarded there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. There's a pass over to Hislop again. Deep wing right side, dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. The ball is swatted away. Scramble is on. 3-4 players to the deck, and a jump ball is called. A jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, and that'll be a Midland turnover. That's a 10th turnover of the ball game on Midland. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has led his baby all the way and out to a 16-6 lead. It's been all Midland here in the past couple of minutes. It's now tied up at 20 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong dribbling with it. Takes it down the far sideline to Chelsea Morton as she holds the ball behind the screen. Drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Chelsea Morton. That's going to be the second field goal of the ball game for Morton. She's now got 8 points in the contest. Back the other way, running and driving and scoring is going to be Hislop. A breakdown on the Bronco defense. They're now tied up at 22 points apiece here in the first half with a minute and 23 seconds to play. Here's Brittany Wong driving the ball down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Moon grabs the rebound. Dorian Moon leads a one-on-three break, flips the ball back here to Hislop, and a traveling violation. Moon was leading the break, looked up, it was 1-on-3, did not have the numbers, went up in the air, and the only thing she could do is flip it backward. And a traveling violation is called there on Midland. The 11th turnover on the Warriors here in the first half. Hastings has got the ball. 1:07 to play here in the first half. There's a Brittany Wong, brings it across the midcourt stripe there against Moon. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong comes over here to the near side with the ball there. It's going to be Holly Samuelson. Samuelson trying to drive it, can't do it. Retreats back out here into three-point territory. Down in the corner is Frankie Peterson. She holds it. Now at 4 seconds on the shot clock. To the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Giebers has got it. Follow shot is no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of balance, and it's going to be last touch there by Sammy Hislop of Midland. So Hastings, we got the fresh 30 on the shot clock. We got 40.4 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong holds the ball here for Hastings. Wong gets it inbounded here to a Chelsea Morton. Morton out in three-point territory, down in the corner. Chelsea Morton takes the ball to the elbow, right side of the lane. Bounce pass is off of the fingertips of Giebers and is brought down here by a Winnetonga. Long pass down the floor is going to be over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. 12 turnovers on Midland here in the first half. Hastings will play things in now with 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings will go for the final shot. Broncos and Midland are tying up at 22 points apiece in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Brittany Wong against Moon goes to the far sideline. Holding the ball there is Samuelson. Holly Samuelson holds it, comes out on top now to Brittany Wong. Right side to Frankie Peterson. Frankie drives it. Two-handed pass to the far side. Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. And time is expired here in the first half of play. So the Broncos build an early 10-point lead here in this ball game. Midland comes back and ties the score at halftime. First 20 minutes in the books here tonight in women's college basketball. The first game of two here on 1230 KHIS. Our score at halftime, Hastings 22, Midland 22. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here in Fremont tonight. Women's college basketball in 1230 KHAS. A reminder, we got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Scheduled tip-off time will be 8 o'clock. Hastings got out to an early lead here in this basketball game. In fact, they led 16-6 about to 12 minutes in the ball game. That was at the 8:24 mark or so. Midland then went on a huge run as they outscored Hastings 12-2 in the next 4 minutes to tie up the game at 18 points apiece. We were tied up at 20 and tied up at 22. That's where we stand right now at halftime. It's Hastings 22 and Midland 22. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. Hastings hitting only 25% of their field goals. They are 8 out of 32 in the first half for 25%. The Broncos have knocked down only 1 3-pointer tonight in 10 attempts. For 10%, so Hastings shooting poorly again tonight, 25% from the field, 10% from three-point territory. The Broncos hitting 5 out of 6 on free throws tonight for 83%. Midland not much better. The Warriors are hitting 6 out of 26 from the field. They're at 23.1%. The Warriors have missed all 4 3-point field goal tries in the first half. And they're staying close on free throws. Midland is 10 out of 12 from the free throw line for 83%. The rebounds are even at 23 apiece, each team with 10 offensive rebounds, each team with 13 defensive rebounds. The Broncos have 12 turnovers here in the first half of play. Midland has got 14 turnovers in the first half. The Broncos have 4 block shots and 2 steals. Midland has got 2 block shots and 5 steals. Again, we are tied up at 22 points apiece here at halftime tonight in Fremont. Checking the scoring in the first half, Midland is being led by Taylor Shepherd. She has got 9 points in the ball game. Shepherd has got 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for 9 points. We've got Joel Anderson, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for 4 points. Shelby Ruprecht is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points here in the first half. The other scorers, Danielle Steffen had a field goal and 2 points. Sammy Hislop has got a field goal for 2. Then Olga Winnetonga, she hit a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She has got 3, but Taylor Shepherd, the leading scorer in the first half for Midland with 9 points. Hastings is being led so far by Chelsea Morton. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Morton has got a couple of field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Morton has got 8 points here in the first half of play. Now 8 points for Chelsea Morton, that should be. Brittany Wong has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Holly Bauer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Melissa Thompson has got a field goal for 2, and Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal and 2 points. Broncos have got some foul troubles. Both Melissa Thompson and Laurel Zwiener have got 3 personal fouls here in the first half of play. We mentioned the rebounds are tied up at 23 apiece. Leading rebounders in the ball game from Midland is Joel Anderson. She's got 5. Taylor Shepherd has got 5 rebounds for the Warriors. And the leading rebounder for Hastings has been Laurel Zwiener. She has got 3. The Broncos and the Midland University Warriors tied up at 22 points apiece here at halftime. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College, and then Tyson Ronick will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. In just a minute, we'll name our Scholar Athlete.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is volleyball star Carissa Kinney. Carissa, a senior from Grand Island, Nebraska, majoring in exercise science with a 3.6 GPA. This season, she had 444 digs this year while helping the Broncos to a perfect 16-0 conference record and 28-4 overall. Hastings will play at the NAIA National Tournament beginning on November 27th, and this week, Carissa was named to the GPAC All-Conference second team. She's also been GPAC Libero of the Week 4 times, GPAC Honorable Mention back in 2011, and a 3-year starter for the Lady Broncos. In the classroom, she's been on the Dean's List for 3 years and is an FCA leader. Her hobbies include volleyball, reading, and disc golf. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Carissa Kinney. KHS Radio salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ivronik with you as we are joined by the head coach of the Hastings College volleyball team, national tournament volleyball team, national tournament bound volleyball team, that is, the Hastings College Lady Broncos. Coach Matt Buttermore on the program with us. And Coach, first of all, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Tyson.
Coach, let's talk just first of all a little bit about this year's volleyball team. What a successful year, and this year, one of your first year as the head coach of the volleyball team. Obviously, quite an impressive start for you at Hastings College.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I knew we had some talent on the team before I even got here, and then once we started working on some things in the spring, I knew we'd have a national tournament team and a top 10 team. I didn't tell the girls that yet. I thought we had to earn that confidence on the court, but you know, it's been a nice year, and the girls have really come through and made a lot of great decisions on and off the court that have led to them being successful this year.
Put it in perspective a little bit. An undefeated mark in conference play on the volleyball side of things. That's got to be one of the great achievements of the season so far.
Yeah, it's a tough conference. There's a lot of tough road matches and a lot of travel, and so it's a tribute to, you know, again, what these girls are committed to. Attributed to our assistant coaches and the work they've done. You know, Laura's done a great job with them in the weight room, keeping them strong all year and healthy. And so, you know, it's not easy to do that in this conference, even with a talented team. And so, I mean, these girls have just been very consistent all year, very aggressive, and have really played with a lot of passion and energy.
You mentioned the passion, the energy, the consistency. What have been the biggest contributing factors, I guess, to this team's success?
Ooh, good players. when you have good players, it makes a lot of things easier, I guess. You know, we have a lot of seniors. They have a lot of experience in the GPAC, so they know what to expect week in and week out. And then putting them in a position to be successful, and they've really come through. You know, I feel like they've maybe left a little bit on the table the last couple of years with all the transition and some of the drama that's gone on, and I think they were really ready to commit to being a great team this year. And so that's been their commitment, their decision making, and their leadership has really been a lot of what's been going on here.
And you really do kind of have to credit the players here in this situation because, you know, your first year as the head coach, you're not quite sure what to expect, how the players are going to respond. Just talk about how they responded and how they adapted to your style.
Well, I think they're ready to be successful. Once we showed that what we were doing would help them win, I think that was a big deal. We took some time with them this spring, and you got to build that trust. I think this is the biggest thing. You got to build trust through players that you have their best interests at heart, even though you might not make decisions they always agree with. And that was a big part of starting off the year and the spring and all those practices correctly. And then just building that trust. And then once things start to take shape on the court with some wins, or, you know, we played a bunch of Division II teams last spring in a tournament and did pretty well there. And so those things kind of really start to spark some trust and confidence, and you start to see that stuff. And it kind of steamrolls after a while. You put a lot of hard work in at the beginning, and you keep working hard, but a lot of it kind of steamrolls for you.
Once again, the Hastings College Broncos volleyball team, national tournament bound in the NAIA. Let's focus just for a few more minutes here on this national tournament. I think you're taking off Sunday, you told me. Talk maybe just a little bit about this national tournament, because as I understand it, it's not like your typical basketball or football. It's not a one-and-done scenario here.
No, it's actually kind of common in the international volleyball scene. It's definitely different than what you normally used to in the NCAA. We have a pool play format. We have six pools of four, and you play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one match each day. And if you're top two in your pool, you move on to a single elimination bracket at that point. And if you're bottom two, you're done for the tournament. So it's kind of a fun environment. You go up there, there's, you know, great volleyball going on all day for 3 days. You see a lot of the best teams in the country all in one place, so that's a pretty neat experience. And then, you know, you get a shot to go on and do some special things in the elimination bracket. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of grueling. You got all these 7 matches in 5 days if you go all the way. So, which is pretty taxing, but we're in good shape as a team, so we're ready for that load. We'd welcome that load, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
As far as preparation is concerned for these volleyball games, obviously with pool play, you've got 3 matches, 3 straight days. There's not a lot of time to scout the other opponents. Kind of talk about how you game plan for these matches.
Well, throughout the year, we don't do a ton of game planning. We do have things we focus on, maybe 2 or 3 things every match. You know, but we really want to be great on our side of the net, and that makes us tough to beat at all times. So, and we know one thing we do talk about is being ready to make some adjustments. So fair attacking of certain things. You never quite know what the other team is going to attack yet. So if they're working on one area of the court, then we need to be ready to make an adjustment and be flexible and make those adjustments, especially at the national tournament, which, as you pointed out, you really don't have a whole lot of time. You don't have a practice to where you can kind of run through those things. You just kind of have to make some adjustments on the fly.
They're undefeated. They are bound for the national tournament next week. Coach Matt Buttermore, our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. We will have the Hastings College volleyball games in the national tournament, their pool play games, and if they should advance past pool play, right here for you on the radio here on 1230 KHES. So, Coach, we appreciate the time this evening, and we wish you luck come national tournament play next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned for the second half, straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores in the conference tonight at halftime. Briarcliff is out on top of Doan, 39-29. Hastings and Midland tied up at 22 points apiece. Concordia, number 1 in the nation, leading Nebraska Wesleyan, 55-28 at half. And it's a Morningside with a 3-point lead over Northwestern at halftime, 39-36. Other games going on. Mount Marty is playing at Dort. They've got 7 minutes to play in the first half. Mount Marty leading 17-14. Presbyterian College is playing at Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. Tied up at 22 points apiece. Midland with the opening possession. Here's a pass that's going to be almost intercepted and then lost out of bounds. Midland turns it away. They have the opening possession of the second half, and they turn it away. That's 15 turnovers now on Midland here in the ballgame. They were just joining us. Hastings had a 10-point lead in the first half. That disappeared quickly when Midland went on a 12-2 run in that first half. A 4-minute span there. So the Broncos trying to fight back here. We're tied up at 22 points apiece. Hastings shooting to our basket to our left. As we view it from the side court, Hastings with the ball, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong goes across the top to Breckman. Her shot from 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Winnetonga. Winnetonga gets the ball away now to Johnson. Long pass ahead. It's going to be deflected by Breckman. And Cammie brings it out there for Hastings. Breckman runs her back the other way. 2-on-2. Drives it. Shoots it. And she's going to be fouled in the play. Olga Winnetonga back there committing the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 1 on Midland here in the second half of play. So Zwiener is going to get a start for Hastings here in the second half despite her 3 personal fouls. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Breckman. She has not scored so far tonight. But if Shauna's up there, it's going to be no good. So Breckman misses the first end of the 2 free throws. Hastings in that first half of play hit 5 out of 6 for the free throw line. They're now 5 out of 7. Another 5 out of 8 as that one rims off as well. So Breckman, after scoring 17 points against Morningside on Saturday afternoon, has been held scoreless so far. Well, that's Midland University defense. Midland has got the ball back, a chance to pull ahead for the first time here tonight. Johnson drives the ball, gives it up now, back out on top to Winnetonga. Swings it left side to Anderson. Now inside to Shepard, backs up, spins against the Broncos, and Morrill's winner, and her shot is up and in. Taylor Shepard has now got 11 points in the ballgame, and Midland has their first lead, 24-22. 18 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Chelsea Morton has got the ball on the wing on the right side, moves it down on the baseline. Now comes back out on top. That's Gabby Breckman. Swings it left side to Brittany Wong. Back out to the top of the key to Morton. On the wing, right side to Breckman. Goes inside his winger. She's double-teamed. The ball tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and now a foul is going to be called. The ball knocked loose from Zwiener down there. She got the ball right in front of the hole. The personal foul is whistled here on Midland. The foul is going to go on Jamila Johnson. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number two on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Hastings will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Midland has got a two-point lead, 24-22 over Hastings. Brittany Wong will play things in to Chelsea Morton. Morton drives the ball, gives it up now to Breckman for three. Shot's going to be short. Long rebound. It's going to be grabbed here by Hastings. Chelsea Morton with the rebound. Moves it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to a Brittany Wong behind the screen. Wong moves it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener dribbles once, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Ball tapped down and is picked up by Midland. Warriors have the ball. Here's Anderson with it now. Anderson gets the ball to Dorian Moon. Gets it ahead now to Ruprecht. Ruprecht with his back to the basket. Comes out on top, down to the top of the key. That's a Dorian Moon. Back inside to Shepard. Her little short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 24-22 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. We're in the second half. 2.5 minutes in. Hastings College trailing by 2 points, 24-22. Hastings has not scored so far since halftime. There's a shot from the wing. It's up there. It's no good by Chelsea Morton. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Back on top now to Melissa Thompson, who's back in the ball game, to Brittany Wong to the free throw line. That's Zwiener. Dumps it down low to Breckman. And her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Zwiener playing out near the free throw line now. Kemi Breckman down underneath the basket. And Breckman draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Winnetonga. That's going to be her third foul. Olga Winnetonga. Right near the free throw line will be Breckman. Her shot is up there, and it's good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. That is her first point in the ball game here tonight. Hislop comes back into the ball game. Sammy Hislop for Midland. And checking out is going to be Winnetonga. Here's Cammy Breckman back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. So Hastings still trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-23. Moon has got the ball. Dorian Moon to the free throw line. Puts up a shot over Wong. It's going to be no good. Brittany grabs the rebound. Brittany Wong runs her back the other way. Pass ahead. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Has it knocked loose. Morton regains control. Sends it left side to Thompson. 15-footer is way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dorian Moon. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Anderson. Giant shoots and misses. No good. Tap try. No good. Foul shot is up there and in. Taylor Shepard scores for Midland. She has got 13 in the ball game, and Midland has got a 26-23 lead over Hastings. Broncos back with the ball. Here's Chelsea Morton with it now. Morton out to Cammy Breckman. Out on top to Brittany Wong. Wong sends it left side. Morton holds it. Free throw line extended. Now drives the ball in the paint. Shot is up there. Good. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ball game. They lose the Broncos in scoring here. Hastings still trailing in the contest, 26-25. Moon with the ball down to Joelle Anderson. Lobs it left side of the lane. That's Shepard. She drives it for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Earl Zwiener grabs the rebound for Hastings. Gets the pass ahead. That is Breckman. Now to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Breckman. Breckman having problems with it. Now a jump ball is called. Hastings misses from point blank range there. And Melissa Thompson. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Midland. So the Warriors will get it. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Is going to be Holly Samuelson. Samuelson comes in. Morton checks out. 26-25. Midland with a one-point lead over Hastings. Inbounding the ball is going to be Ruprecht as she plays it in here. And then throwing the ball out of bounds was a Hislop. She tried to bring it back to a Ruprecht, and Ruprecht wasn't looking for it. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. 17 turnovers on Midland. But the Warriors still have the lead, 26-25 over Hastings. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany drives it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Goes over on the wing to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson with the ball. She drives it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Samuelson. Deep in the corner to the left side. Midland still in a man-to-man defense. Out on top is Breckman. Breckman a little ball fakes. Now drives it to the free throw line. Out to Samuelson. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Hastings cannot buy a field goal here in this ball game. Here's Bruckman driving the ball to the basket in a traveling violation. Hastings shot a miserable 25% in the first half. They were 8 out of 32. And things are not much better here in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. Hastings has fallen behind 26-25 to Midland University here tonight. Dorian Moon with the ball here in backcourt. Dribbles behind her back. Gets it away from Brittany Wong. Comes into the offensive scoring zone. Throws it over here to Hislop out here in three-point territory. Sammy on the deep wing, right side down to Ruprecht. Lobs the ball inside. The ball is going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up by Anderson. Shot is no good, and she's fouled into play. Hastings had two defenders there, and the ball got through there to Joel Anderson, and a personal foul is going to be called on Cammie Bruckman. First foul on Bruckman. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. Joel Anderson to the free throw line, 4 out of 6 so far today from the line. Her shot is up there, and it's around the rim and down. She will get one more. Out of the ball game now for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. Schomp into the contest. Going out is going to be Brittany Wong. 27-25, Midland with a two-point lead. Next shot is up there. That one is up and in. 28-25. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Midland now. Hastings had a 10-point lead in the first half. Here's Taz Yorig with the ball. The Cammie Bruckman deep in the corner to the right side. Bruckman holds it, comes out on top now to a Josie Schomp. Back to Bruckman on the right side, or rather to a Holly Samuelson. And we got an offensive foul call on Hastings. An offensive foul is going to be called on Bruckman. That's going to be her second foul, team foul number two on the Broncos. Into the ball game now is going to be Holly Bauer for Hastings. And going out is going to be Cammie Bruckman. 28-25, Midland with a three-point lead. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball now, working against the Josie Schomp. Dorian Moon lobs the ball. Left side of the lane to Anderson. Drives it down. The painter shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Holly Bauer. Runs it down the right sideline. Hastings 3-on-3 to hold things up. Josie Schomp comes out on top. Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Directs a little offense. Comes over here to Bauer. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Thompson. Back down in the corner. There's a shot by Bauer. It's up and in a three-pointer. Holly Bauer nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And now we're tied up at 28 points apiece. 14-10 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings 28 and Midland 28. Midland back with the ball in their offensive zone. Danielle Steffen has got the ball now. She checks back into the ballgame. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked there on the left side of the lane by Holly Samuelson of Hastings. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings and Midland University here tonight. The Broncos will play in a Thanksgiving holiday classic coming up this Friday and Saturday back at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHIS. So looking at that later on in the ball game here tonight as play is back in. Jamila Johnson has got the ball here for Midland. Ninth dish inside and a shot is up and in. Taylor Shepherd scoring again. On the assist from Jamila Johnson. Shepherd now with 15 points in the ballgame. Midland has got the lead. Here's Josie Schomp. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Ruprecht. Her outlet pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by a Schomp. And it's going to be Midland playing things in. So the Warriors back out to a two-point lead over Hastings in women's college basketball action here tonight. 30-28, Midland has got the lead. There's a Jamila Johnson with the ball now from Midland. Gets away from Schomp. Nearly palms the basketball. No whistle. Comes across the top to Ruprecht. Bombs the ball inside now to Taylor Shepherd. Tries to dump the ball down low to Anderson. The ball's intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. Holly Samuelson gets the interception. Back the other way is Holly Bauer. She can't put up a shot. Dribbles underneath the hole. Goes over to Josie Schomp. Now back out in three-point territory. Taz Yorg has got the ball. Taz moves to her left. Fires up a three ball. It's way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Winnetonga. Winnetonga runs her back the other way. Gets it into the hands of Johnson. Johnson streaks down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be intercepted. Now a foul is going to be called. Hastings got the interception as Samuelson got the ball there for the Broncos. And then a personal foul is going to be called on the Midland on the scramble on that loose ball. It's going to go on Taylor Shepherd. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Warriors. 12 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 30-28. Broncos looking for their first conference win of the season here tonight. There's Taz Yorick bringing the ball back. Taz gets away. Bounce pass goes inside to Thompson. Her shot is up there and in. Melissa Thompson scores on the assist from Taz Yorick. Hastings comes back to tie the score at 30 points apiece. It's been a tight basketball game since Midland went on a 12-2 run in the first half. There's a Johnson driving down the lane, puts up a shot that's no good, and she's going to be hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Holly Sandelson of Hastings. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Midland will be Jamila Johnson. She's a 72% foul shooter in the season, 31 out of 43 from the stripe. Coming into the basketball game here tonight, she averages 13 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Midland staying close in this ball game because of free throws. They hit 10 out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Mila Johnson will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Midland hits 63% as a team on the season. Hastings just 56% from the line. Midland back out to a two-point lead, 32-30. Bounce pass to Holly Bauer. Right side of the lane. Comes up to the elbow on the right side of the dribble. Now to Josie Schopp. Beyond the three-point arc here. Josie Schopp dribbling on the ball. Gets it to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson holds the ball, gets it back to Schopp. Dribble penetration all the way to the basket. Dumps the ball away to Thompson, and her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scored. She's got 6 points. The assist there to Josie Schopp. And again, we're tied up at 32 points apiece. Running back the other way, we're going to have a personal foul called. So we've been tied up at 28, 30, and 32 here in the second half. Here's a foul on Hastings. That's going to send Tamila Johnson back to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Bauer. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. So Johnson, who hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago, will have another chance here, and she cans her first one. She got 3 points in the ball game. Here comes Anderson back into the contest now for Midland, replacing Shelby Ruprecht. Midland back out to a one-point lead, 33-32. Here comes the next shot by Johnson. It's up there. It's good. Barely rattles the net there. Midland back out to a two-point lead, 34-32. Midland attacking here in backcourt. Taz Yorick gets away, drives it in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Danielle Steffen. Gets the ball ahead to Johnson. She drives the ball in the hole. Her shot no good, and she's called for the traveling violation. Traveling violation. That's 19 turnovers now in Midland. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. So Morton comes in. Samuelson comes out. Is Carrie Hostetter looking for a combination that's going to work out there. There's a ball that's nearly intercepted by Hislop. Taz Yorick gets it away. Now for Hastings. There's a short jumper put up there by Melissa Thompson. It's going to be no good. Rebound Midland. Warriors have a two-point lead. Here's Anderson with the ball. Goes inside to Steffen. Her shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected there by Yorick. Ball is brought out of there by Hastings. That's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Long pass ahead. It's going to be intercepted by Midland. Winnetonga gets the interception, a turnover on Hastings, and now we got a jump ball called here at the midcourt stripe. Follow the bouncing ball here. 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Midland University tonight by the score of 34-32. It'll be Midland playing things in off of the far sideline. Joella Anderson has got the ball. She'll get things in to Jamila Johnson. Johnson brings it into the forecourt here on the dribble. Comes over on the wing to Winnetonga. Winnetonga holds the ball. Two-handed pass out on top now to a Sammy Hislop. Hislop goes over to Johnson on the deep wing on the left side of the lane. Long-range three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Josie Schopp. Really gets a run over. Josie Schopp gets the pass ahead now to Taz Yorick. Taz drilling with the ball into the forecourt. Now to a Josie Schopp. Schopp holds the ball. Josie now puts it on the floor. Dribbles here against the Winnetonga. Gets away. Some contact made, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Winnetonga. That's the case. Olga Winnetonga picks up her fourth personal foul. Non-shooting situation here for Hastings. Now Winnetonga is going to check out of the ball game with four personal fouls. Hastings will play things in. Underneath their own basket, Josie Schopp will trigger things in for Hastings. Comes over here to Chelsea Morton behind the screen. Morton drives the ball all over the basket. Her shot is up there, misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Moon. She runs her back the other way, 3-on-3. Moon goes over to the far sideline now to Anderson. Back out to Moon for 3. Shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton with the ball for Hastings. Back on the attack, back the other way. Chelsea Morton hesitates, tries to drive it, can't do it. Gives it away to a Josie Schopp now. Schopp comes over on the wing on the left side. Taz Yorick. Taz dribbles once. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Holly Bauer inside now to Laurel Zwiener. Back outside to Taz for 3. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by Dorian Moon. Moon comes into the forecourt with a pass here to Joelle Anderson. Anderson back outside to Moon. Moon swings it left side now to Johnson. Holds the ball out here in three-point territory. A shot over Schopp is going to be no good. Rebound here comes down to Holly Bauer of Hastings. Bauer brings it back 2-on-3. Has problems with a dribble. Goes to Laurel Zwiener at the free throw line. Out to Taz for 3. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Ruprecht. 34-32. Midland with a two-point lead here in women's college basketball with 9:29 to play in this basketball game. Hastings cannot throw the ball in the ocean tonight. Jamila Johnson with the ball. Her off-balance running one-hander is no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Following shot is up and in. Joelle Anderson gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and now a traveling violation in backcourt here on Holly Bauer. 15 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here comes Brittany Wong into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Taz Yorick. So on the turnover, it's going to be Midland inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. And the contest now for Hastings College is going to be, looks like Melissa Thompson is going to come in. Zwiener will come to the bench. 36-32. Midland has got a 4-point lead here over Hastings College. And Midland has got the ball. There's a Dorian Moon with the ball. Dorian Moon goes down in the corner to Jamila Johnson. Johnson holding it there. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Here's a long-range jumper by Kelly Page for 3. Good. Kelly Page knocks down a long three-pointer, and Midland has got a 39-32 advantage, has 7-point lead with 8 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Hastings College with the ball. The Broncos have scored only 10 points here in the first 11 and a half minutes of the second half. There's Holly Bauer with the ball. Bauer gets it out to Brittany Wong, moves it over in the wing on the right side now to Josie Schopp. Josie Schopp trying to get away. Good defense there by Anderson. Schopp just forces her way into the lane, draws contact, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Midland University at the 8:26 mark, and the foul will go on Anderson. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Hastings will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into a Josie Schopp. Her long-range three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Moon. Dorian Moon has got the ball here for Midland. Comes up the near sideline. There's a pass there to a Johnson. Johnson takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there good. Violet Johnson scores. And Midland now has a 41-32 advantage over Hastings College with 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Holly Samuelson to the free throw line. Morton drives the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there no good. She draws contact and a personal foul called. And Hastings will now go to the free throw line here with Chelsea Morton after the personal foul called on Midland. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The first game of 2. We've got the men's game coming up next. Joelle Anderson picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors. It's been a beginning of the season offensive slump for Hastings College shooting the basketball. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Morton. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings came in hitting only 34% of their field goal tries and 31% from three-point territory. Chelsea Morton hits her second free throw. She's now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. But the Broncos are trailing by a score of 41-34. Moon, her 15-footer, left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Brittany runs her back the other way, down the near sideline. Brittany Wong with it. Comes over to Holly Samuelson out in three-point territory. Midland in the man-to-man defense. Holly Samuelson with the ball. Bounce pass out on top to Wong. Brittany holds it. Now goes over in the wing to Josie Schopp. Schopp, top of the key. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now to Melissa Thompson. Her three-pointer is put up there. Around the rim, falls off, no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound as Morton pokes the ball away from the Midland defender. Chelsea Morton is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number four. Team foul number five with the Broncos here in the second half of play. Northwestern is leading Morningside in women's play with 7 minutes to play. Northwestern 58, Morningside 57, a matchup of two top 10 rated teams in women's college basketball. Action from the GPAC here tonight. There's a Johnson with the ball. Goes over to Ruprecht. Entry pass to get it to Shepard. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Runs her back the other way. Hastings is down 41-34 with 7 minutes to play. Driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there. She's got 14 points in the basketball game. Hastings back to within five. Hastings now applying pressure in backcourt. Brittany Wong working in backcourt here against Moon. Dorian Moon brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Johnson has got the ball. Now to Shepard. A pass out here right side to Ruprecht. Her long-range two-pointer is good. Just inside the three-point arc, Shelby Ruprecht nailing a long two-pointer. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Midland back out to a seven-point lead. Midland 43, Hastings College 36. Here's a Wong. Her shot for two is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked around and is picked up here by Jamila Johnson. Johnson runs it back, left-handed dribble, now switches hands, goes to her right-handed dribble, gets it down in the corner to Ruprecht. Entry pass deflected, picked up by Shepard. Goes to the far sideline to Page. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Schomp with the ball. Josie gets the rebound. On the dribble now, down the near sideline. Josie Schomp moves it down in the corner. That's a Samuelson with the ball. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Morton. Drives the ball to the basket. We've got a whistle and a foul called here. And Morton is going to go back to the free throw line here for Hastings College as she was fouled in the play. Personal is going to be called on Ruprecht. That's going to be her second personal foul. End of the ball game now for Midland is going to be Joelle Anderson. Going out will be Joella Johnson. Midland has got a 43-36 lead over Hastings College. The Broncos with only 36 points on the board. We got just 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. Shot from the free throw line by Morton is up and in. She's now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Holly Bauer has got 7. Melissa Thompson, 6. Leading scores for the Broncos thus far. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be short. Misses one, and the rebound comes down to Midland. So it's a 6-point lead, 43-37. Midland with the advantage. Dorian Moon comes over here to Joelle Anderson. The ball gets away. Anderson picks it back up here on the near sideline. Anderson working on top here against the Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Anderson gets it into the hands now of Dorian Moon. Picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Moon with the ball. Stops at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Over on the right side to Ruprecht. The ball is deflected away. And it's picked up here by Hastings. It's going to be picked up here by Cammie Bruckman at the end of the shot clock. Bruckman has got it for Hastings back the other way as Midland turns the ball over for the 20th time here tonight. There's Brittany Wong driving the ball into the hole. A scoop shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Brittany Wong gets the field goal for Hastings, and she is fouled on the play. Brittany goes to the free throw line now for Hastings for a basket and one. And she is fouled on the play here as the Broncos have pulled to within 4 points now at 43-39. The foul is going to be called here on Taylor Shepard. Third foul. Brittany Wong with 7 points in the ball game, and their free throws off of the right side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland University. Ruprecht with a rebound. Now their head coach in his first year here in Fremont, Matt Frigier, will call a timeout. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 43, Hastings 39.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in this one, and Midland has got the lead over the Broncos by 4 points. We're tied up at 22 points apiece at halftime. Hastings actually had a 10-point lead in the first half at 16-6. Midland then going on a 12-2 run to tie things up. They've been tied up several times in this basketball game before Midland finally opened up as much as a 9-point lead at 41-32 with 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Broncos have now chopped the lead down to 4 points at the 5:06 mark. The Midland calling the timeout. Now they'll bring the ball up here. Dorian Moon has got the ball here for Midland. Goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Kelly Page with the ball. Entry pass. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline by Moon. Moon brings it back out into 3-point territory. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside down to Shepard. Gets it out to a Ruprecht. Back inside to Shepard. Shot is up there. It's off balance. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. And the contest now for Midland is going to be Sammy Hislop. And going out is going to be Kelly Page. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings looking for their first conference win of the season here tonight. Both teams dropping their conference opener on Saturday. Hastings losing to Morningside. Midland losing to Northwestern on Saturday. Hastings throws the ball to the far sideline. It's deflected back out of bounds. Hastings will play things in on the far side, right in front of the Bronco bench. As they get things into Cammie Breckman. Breckman down to Brittany Wong. She drives the ball down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong scores again. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings has pulled to within 2 points now, 43-41, with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Hastings has scored the last, well, they've outscored Midland 9-2 here in the last couple of minutes. 43-41. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. That one is no good by Joel Anderson. Rebound out toward the free throw line. A scramble is on and a jump ball is called. Arrow putting in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. 4 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 43-41. Hastings can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. The way Hastings is shooting here tonight, that may be wishful thinking here. There's a ball that's going to be deflected back into the backcourt. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. Now with 10 seconds in the shot clock, Hastings will have to work quickly here. Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. We got another whistle. And let's see. That one did not draw iron, and they reset the shot clock. I think Hastings came down with a rebound. Now the official is going to confer on how much time should be left on the clock and the shot clock. Brittany Wong throws up the three-pointer. It was under 10 seconds to play on the shot clock. Hastings got the rebound in the lane, so now the official is going to decide how much time should be left on the shot clock here. As the officials confer, Hastings is going to go over and have a couple of words with their head coach and Kerry Hofstetter. We got 3:37 to play on the game clock here. The Broncos are trailing by 2 points. It's 43-41. Official still conferring here. So we check in on Orion City. Big ball game going on between those nationally ranked teams. They've got 3:43 to play in their basketball game. Northwestern and Morningside tied up at 64 points apiece. 3:42 to play in Lincoln tonight. Number one ranked Concordia is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 83-59. So they're going to put, they're going to give the ball to Midland. Going to give the ball to Midland now with 3:37 to play in the ball game, a 43-41 contest. So they were not discussing the shot clock. They're going to give the ball back to Midland. Warriors have got the ball here on the near sideline. Joel Anderson has her pocket picked here by Morton. Morton goes to Brittany Wong, and her shot is up and in. Hastings forces a turnover here in backcourt, and the Broncos have come back. They've tied things up at 43 points apiece now with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. And a 5-second violation is called on Midland. Unable to get the ball inbounded was a Shelby Ruprecht. That's 22 turnovers here on Midland. Two of them within the last 10 seconds. Now Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wong has got it. Gets it now to a Chelsea Morton. Morton gets away. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there in. Chelsea Morton now with 17 points in the ball game. Hastings reclaims the lead. 45-43 with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Johnson has got the ball from Midland. Winds her way up the floor here. Now back into the offensive zone. Under 3 minutes to go. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's Ruprecht with the ball. Bounce pass into the lane. It's deflected. It is Lutz. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Running back the other way is Morton. She drives, and the ball is tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Ruprecht back there quickly for Midland to deny the layup from Chelsea Morton. Midland has turned the ball over 23 times in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings has got 15 turnovers. Here comes Dorian Moon back into the ball game. Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Chelsea Morton will inbound the ball here for the Broncos with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Morton, two-handed pass, comes out on top now to Cammie Breckman. Breckman holds it, now drives it right side of the lane, cut off, comes back out into three-point territory. Holly Samuelson with the ball, left wing. Chelsea Morton drives it inside the paint there. Dishes back out here to Samuelson. Now left side to a Brittany Wong. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 2:25 left in the ball game. Here's a Brittany Wong. Moves it down in the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 47-43. And now we've got a over and back violation on Midland. Well, the Warriors unraveling here. Turnover number 24 in the ball game. Hastings right now is on a 15-2 run here. And now, let's see, does Midland want a timeout? It's going to be, let's see, now we got to Kerry Hofstetter talking with the officials. I think that was not an over and back violation. The officials caught an over and back violation, but they're going to hand the ball to Midland, but Midland wants to call a timeout. All right, so the Warriors will play things in when we come back. 2:13 left in the ballgame. It is Hastings College now leading Midland. Broncos 47, the Warriors 43.
Jonesy, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with a 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight. Hastings with a 47-43 advantage. Midland has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Dorian Moon, top of the key, lobs it inside to Shepherd. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Shepherd scoring there for Midland. She's got 17 points in the ballgame. Now 47-45 is the score. Midland with a 2-point deficit. Hastings with the lead. There's Brittany Wong, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. Myla Johnson attacking out there for the Midland defense. Brittany Wong and Chelsea Morton have taken over the past couple of minutes for Hastings offensively. There's a Cammie Breckman with the ball. Lobs it at the free throw line. Morton shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. Morton has got the ball. She's tackled in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Morton trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. She is tackled from behind there by Taylor Shepherd of Midland. For Shepherd, that's going to be your fourth personal foul, and Chelsea Morton goes back to the free throw line here for Hastings College. She has got 17 points in the basketball game, 8 in the first half, 9 so far here in the second half. The shot is up there. It's good. She is now 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Checking out is going to be Melissa Thompson. 48-45 is the score. Hastings now with a 3-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be no good by Morton. And the rebound comes down offensively to Cammie Breckman of Hastings. And now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout with a minute and 29 seconds to play. Cammie Breckman gets a big offensive rebound after the missed shot there by Chelsea Morton from the free throw line. We've got a timeout, a minute and 29 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings 48, Midland 45.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Midland University Event Center. Bracker Court here tonight. Been a close basketball game. Not picture perfect, but it's been close at least. 48-45 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Neither team shooting the ball real well in the contest tonight. In fact, Hastings hit only 25% of their field goals in the first half of play. Midland hit only 23% in the first half. Neither team improving too much on that here in the second half. Hastings has come back from a 9-point second half deficit. They've now got a 3-point lead at 48-45, trying to win their first conference game of the season and go to 1-1 in the GPAC. But this has not been easy here tonight. Hastings will inbound the ball. Brittany Wong has got it out in 3-point territory. Midland still in a man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong trying to penetrate, can't do it. Brittany still with the ball. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Zwiener sets a screen. Wong has still got it. Moves it over on the right side to Samuelson. Inside to Zwiener. Outside now to Wong. Her shot from 17, good. Brittany Wong scores there for Hastings. She's got 15 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 5-point lead. Here's an interception now by Holly Samuelson. Another turnover on Midland, and now we got a foul called. Holly Samuelson gets the interception. That is 25 turnovers on Midland. And, boy, they've had six or seven of those in the past couple of minutes. Brittany Wong now goes to the free throw line as the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Joelle Anderson. That's going to be her fourth foul. Brittany Wong to the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. For Hastings, her shot is up there and the shot good. Midland is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So Brittany Wong will have another free throw. Wong now with 16. The Hastings lead is now 6 points at 51-45. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Brittany Wong now with 17. Chelsea Morton has got a total of 18 points in the ball game. Hastings now has a 52-45 advantage. Here comes Midland back with the ball, driving it to the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good by Johnson. Follow shot is up there and in. Shepard got the offensive rebound and the putback. She's now got 19. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. We got 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game here tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Midland 47.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Dandy tonight in Orange City, Iowa. It's Northwestern and Morningside tied up at 70 points apiece. They've got 22 seconds to play in that ball game. Concordia tonight has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college play. Final score was Concordia 91 and Nebraska Wesleyan 61. That game has gone final in Lincoln. We've got 50 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings College and Midland tied up at 22 points apiece at halftime. Midland got out to a 9-point lead at 41-32 with about 8 minutes to play in the ball game. But Hastings comes storming back to tie the score at 43-43 at the 3:19 mark. Hastings then went ahead at 45-43. They've now increased the lead to 52-47. Broncos using their pressure defense to force some turnovers down the stretch here. Now Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Midland attacking all over the place now. And Kelly Page is going to be hit with a personal foul here in backcourt on Brittany Wong. Kelly Page picks up her second. Midland is over the 10-foul limit here in this second half of play. So Wong will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Brittany Wong has got 15 points in the basketball game tonight. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here. Brittany had 15 points in the ball game against Morningside on Saturday afternoon in their 74-66 loss. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be no good. It dances off the right side. Broncos have a 5-point lead here in women's college basketball, 52-47. 45 seconds to play. Next shot from Wong is up there. That one misses, no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Warriors have the ball down the near sideline. Shelby Ruprecht has got it. Ruprecht gets it into the hands of Johnson, drives it. Now dishes off to Danielle Steffen. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouled into play. Dribble penetration, a dish down to Danielle Steffen on the baseline. And Steffen is hacked on the arm. And now Danielle will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. We're down to 35.8 seconds to play. Personal foul is whistled here on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be your fourth. To the free throw line, Stephan. Her shot is up there. Good. Danielle Stephanie, 50% foul shooter on the season coming in here. She is 6 out of 12. Hastings 52, Midland 48. Women's college basketball here tonight. Danielle Stephan will have one more. Toes the mark. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Stephan now with 4 points. Midland is back to within three. 52-49. Hastings looking to inbound. And a five-second violation on the Broncos. Or did we get a timeout called? Yeah, Kerry got a timeout called. One official gave the five-second violation. The other one standing back here in backcourt with a Kerry Hofstetter says no, she got the timeout called. So Hastings will inbound. We got 35.5 seconds to play. Women's college basketball tonight. Midland 52, Hastings 49.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Midland University Event Center, Bracker Court. Hastings College women trying to hold on for a victory here tonight. 52-49 is the score. Midland is back to within 3 points. This game has ran extremely long here tonight. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. In between games, we'll have a chance to talk with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. So stick around for that. Broncos trying to get back on the winning track after suffering their first loss of the season to Morningside on Saturday afternoon. So Hastings will inbound the ball here. 35.5 seconds to play in the ball game, or at least in regulation. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. She is fouled in backcourt. Shelby Ruprecht picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Shooting free throws is not the strong point for Hastings College here this year. They're averaging only 56% from the free throw line. Hastings will have to hit some foul shots down the stretch here to survive this bid who upset the Broncos by Midland University here tonight. Chelsea Morton to the free throw line. She'll have two shots. Her first one is up there. That one rims off, no good. She is now 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. Tammy Bruckman comes back into the ball game. Taz Yorig will come to the bench. Also coming in again will be Taylor Shepard. Shepard will play with four personal fouls here with 33.2 seconds to play. Chelsea Morton will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings now with a 53-49 advantage, a two-possession advantage here. Johnson goes coast-to-coast. Their running layup is no good. Rebound Shepard in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Taylor Shepard scores. She's now got 21 in the ballgame, and Midland will call another timeout. 24.1 seconds to play now in the ballgame. The score is Midland 53, Hastings 51.
Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Fremont. Let me correct the score. Hastings is out on top, 53-51 over Midland. 53-51, Hastings with a lead with 24.1 seconds to play. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. They play it in. Brittany Wong has problems with it. Now she picks it up in the corner. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Brittany Wong is in trouble, and now we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul called. Brittany Wong was triple-teamed in the corner down there, and Midland commenced a personal foul. So Wong will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. 53-51, Hastings with a two-point lead, 18.6 seconds to play. The personal foul whistled on Joelle Anderson of Midland, and that's going to be your fifth. Anderson has just fouled out of the ball game here with 18.6 seconds to play in the game. She leaves with 8 points, a field goal, and she was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Anderson is going to check out. Here comes Kelly Page back into the ballgame now for Midland. It's going to be Brittany Wong going to the free throw line. Wong has got 17 points in the ballgame. She is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. here tonight, a 66% foul shooter in the season. She'll have two shots here. Hastings with a two-point lead, 53-51. Shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Brittany Wong misses a free throw. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here comes Taylor Shepard back into the ballgame for Danielle Steffen. Brittany Wong will have one more. Shot is up there. Free throw, good. So she hits one out of two, but that gives Hastings just a three-point lead now at 54-51. And now Midland turns the ball over here on the near sideline. They throw the ball out of bounds, trying to bring the ball up the floor here. That's 26 turnovers. Here comes Daniel Steffen back in the ballgame. Shepard checks out. 54-51 is the score. That was 16.6 seconds to play. Hastings leading by three. Brittany Wong with the ball here in backcourt, and she's going to be fouled on a play by Ruprecht. Brittany Wong took off to the other end of the floor, forcing Midland to foul back here. And now Wong will go back to the free throw line for Hastings. Brittany Wong, 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in the ball game. She'll get two more shots here. Brittany Wong with 18 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 54-51 advantage. Shot is up there, the shot good. That one barely rattles the net. Brittany Wong will have one more. That gives Hastings a 4-point advantage now. 55-51, Hastings leading. Brittany Wong will have one more shot here. It's in the air. That one is going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound, and then a jump ball is called. Chelsea Morton had the ball in her hands, and she was tied up in the play. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. 55-51, Hastings with the lead with 12.5 seconds to go. Wong gets it in, down in the corner to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson dribbling with the ball, brings it out here in the three-point territory to Brittany Wong. Wong, now with 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is over as Hastings College is going to survive here tonight. Hastings is going to come from 9 points down in the second half to beat Midland University in women's college basketball action here tonight. The final score, Hastings 55, Midland 51. Hastings will go to 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. They will go to 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland will drop to 3 wins and 4 losses. That's their 4th straight loss. And they will go to 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, it was Hastings winning over Midland tonight by a score of 55-51. Back with a recap after this. The superheroes of service,
powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Midland University Events Center. Bracker Court here tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team survives as the Broncos knock off Midland tonight by a score of 55-51. Hastings jumped out to an early 16-6 lead here in this basketball game. Midland goes on a 12-2 run to tie up the ball game at 18 points apiece. With 4 minutes to play in the first half, we were tied up at 20, tied up at 22 at halftime. Also tied up at 30 points apiece about 5 minutes into the second half of play before Midland finally went ahead in the ball game by 9 points at 41-32. Hastings comes back, though, as the Broncos outscore Midland 11-2 to tie up the ball game at 43 points apiece. Hastings continued to run. They actually went ahead at 47-43. It was a nip and tuck. Hastings eventually got out to a 7-point lead at 52-45, and then had to hit some free throws down the stretch. Brittany Wong, Chelsea Morton hitting some free throws down the stretch. And the Broncos hold off Midland tonight, winning by the score of 55-51. Hastings ended up shooting only 30% for the ball game tonight. They were 19 out of 63 from the field for 30.2%. Hastings hit only 2 out of 21 from three-point territory for 9%. Unbelievable. The Broncos win by shooting 30% from the field and 9% from three-point territory. Hastings hit 15 out of 27 from the free throw line for 55%. Midland University hit 16 out of 53 from the field tonight for 30.2%, the exact same percentage as Hastings did. Midland hitting 1 out of 10 on three-pointers tonight for 10%, 18 out of 20 from the free throw line for 90%. Midland out-rebounds Hastings 47-43. Hastings held the advantage on the offensive end 17-15. The Broncos committed 15 turnovers in the ball game. Midland had 26. Hastings with 5 block shots and 9 steals in the ball game. Midland had 3 block shots and 6 steals, but Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 55-51. Chelsea Morton and Brittany Wong led the Broncos in scoring tonight, each scoring a 19. Wong had 1 three-pointer. Chelsea Morton was 5 out of 10 from the field. So Morton with 19, Brittany Wong with 19. From the free throw line, they were both busy. Morton hit 9 out of 12 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Brittany Wong, she was 4 out of 9. Other scores for Hastings: Holly Bauer had 7 points tonight. Melissa Thompson had 6. Laurel Zwiener had 2 points in the ballgame. Taz Yorick had 1. Leading scorers for Midland: Taylor Shepherd, she came up with 21 points. Also grabbed 8 rebounds in the ballgame. She was the only player in double figures tonight for Midland. So Shepherd leads the way with 21. Joelle Anderson had 8 points. Jamila Johnson had 6. Other scorers: Danielle Stefan had 4 points. Shelby Ruprecht had 4. Kelly Page had 3. Olga Winnetonga had 3 points tonight. Sammy Hillslop had 2. So Hastings College wins it here tonight. It was not pretty. The Broncos still with a lot of work to do shooting the basketball. Hastings won tonight, hitting only 30% from the field and 9% from three-point territory. But they also hang on by going 15 out of 27 from the free throw line, and Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 55-51. Stick around. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Midland. In the final in the women's contest, Hastings winning by 4 points. Hastings 55, Midland 51. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.